Shanice Hill and Elizabeth Cheeves of San Francisco are expecting their first child together. They came up with this song just a few weeks ago.
Two moms are better than none. Two moms are better than none.
Chloe Veltman of member station KQED has this story about how the couple got some special help to create their very own genre-defying lullaby.
Shanice Hill and Elizabeth Cheeves first started working on their lullaby while they were on a road trip. They were collaborating by phone with Carver Menzies, a prominent Oakland musician. Watching a video recording after the fact, I could hear how spotty the connection was on the freeway.
Can y'all hear me? Oh no, I lost you.
But despite the technical challenges, the trio quickly got into the songwriting zone.
Two moms are better than no mom.
Hill and Cheeves shared some lyrics while Menzies took notes in her Oakland studio.
I kind of think that that two moms are better than no moms needs to be the chorus and the hook.
Menzies threw down a couple of piano chords.
Kind of as a little groove for the intro.
In less than an hour, they had the makings of their catchy new song.
I know I'm going to be singing this song.
It's a hit already. I can hear it.
I'm putting it on YouTube.
This small musical duel is one of a bunch of new songs to have come out of the Lullaby Project, a Carnegie Hall initiative founded in 2011. The national program pairs unhoused and low-income caregivers with professional musicians to write a lullaby for their unborn or new babies. San Francisco-based project director Mina Bassine.
It helps you kind of channel the energy into the positive, into the like hopes and dreams for the future, as opposed to focusing on like what is so hard right now.
Musician Carver Menzies says working on the project renewed her sense of human connection after more than a year of insular pandemic living.
And to be able to do something that creates a bridge between strangers is really amazing. I got to discover something new through their story.
Our story, our story, our blessing, our gift from God.
The name of Hill and Cheeves' unborn daughter is also Story, but her parents are spelling it with an I instead of a Y.
This is a story. We have so much to tell.
Later, speaking from their apartment, Hill and Cheeves tell me their story.
Two moms are better than none. Two moms are better than none.
Cheeves says she and Hill first met when they were teens, growing up in San Francisco.
I always wanted to be with her, but we never really got a chance to be with each other.
They stayed in contact, but lived separate lives. Then one day, 6 years ago, Cheeves says she and Hill ran into each other at a gas station, fell into a long conversation, and realized their feelings for each other ran deep.
So we got with each other, and then we got engaged 2018, and now we're here.
The way you were conceived is so wonderful and beautiful. You can always count on me to be in your corner.
In the song, Hill talks about the joy of being able to conceive as LGBTQ parents. But she admits bringing a new life into the world has been tough.
We went all the way broke to pay for the baby.
IVF costs tens of thousands of dollars. Hill and Cheeves were already struggling to figure out how to pay the bill when the pandemic hit. And then they both lost their jobs. To top it all, Hill was in a custody battle over her 9-year-old son from a previous relationship.
This has been a crazy time.
You're my shining light, the pieces to my puzzle. You shine so bright, don't you know I love you?
Things are getting better. Cheeves got a new job, and Hill won full custody of her son. The song's chorus captures the 30-something couple's excitement about the future.
Cause you are running to my beats, my shining star, our blessing. My gift from God.
That's Cheeves singing alongside musician Carver Menzies.
I wanted her to hear my voice in here and know that we both made this song for her.
To be stuck in her head, because we're going to play this for her a lot.
Three of you stuck like glue. And don't you know you'll always have a bond that is true.
Carver Menzies says Story's song and the real life story behind it expand notions about what a lullaby can be.
The idea that lullabies have to be like slow sort of reminds me again of that stereotypical messaging that we get about what it means to be a mother and what the first musical soundtrack should sound like in life.
Menzies, who's a mom herself, says the truth is that no two experiences of parenthood are the same, and every lullaby has a different story to tell. For NPR News, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.